You are listening to a spoken statement of directions for how to use your reading tool. Your reading tool consists of two parts: a text list of the different letter sounds individual letters and letter combinations can make, which is either on the screen or printed out, ideally on two sides of one piece of paper. In addition, there are the audio files which accompany the printed list of sounds, which you listen to as you read the text, either on a screen or on a piece of paper. You can look at the reading tool on a computer screen of any computer, Mac or PC, while you bring up and manage the audio file on your iOS device or smartphone, again, either Mac or Android. This is ideal if you are presenting to a large group of people or you don't have your printed sheet with you. The other and preferable approach is for you and everyone else to have their own single sheet of paper with them, which they take out of their pocket and look at as they hear the sound file for the section they are looking at. This piece of paper has a single page on each side, printed back to back. The two-page PDF file to print out is located just below this audio file. Just click on it and then print out the two pages back to back. It is often easiest to print, for example, 20 pages with just one side, place these pages back in the paper hopper, and then print the second page on the back side. Looking at the piece of paper while you hear the sound file on your iPhone or smartphone enables your phone to act as a game controller. At any point, you can pause the sound or repeat the sound just as much as you want. Often you may only want to rewind 1 or 2 seconds, which you can easily manage by looking at the time window as you move the slider. Practice it first with just 1 or 2 letters at a time, and then repeat them until you can speak those letter sounds correctly. Then add another letter or two. I suggest that you try to say the sound of the letter or letter combination just before you hear it, or just after you hear it, or both. It's also a good idea to repeat the sound of the sample word or words. The first time through this list, try to do just a couple of letters a day, adding 2 or 3 new letters each day to the ones you have already learned. If you want, you can learn all the letter sounds in each audio file at one time. You should feel free to do whatever works for you. After you've gotten familiar with the different sounds and able to reproduce them for each of the letters, you can review all 5 audio files in one pass. This will take you only 10.5 minutes. You should review the sounds of the 26 letters frequently each week for a number of weeks, and then periodically thereafter. You will be amazed at how quickly your mastery of reading improves. The second thing you should do is to use the printed one-page sheet of paper with printing on each side as a guide to keep beside you as you read. When you come to a word you don't know, find the letter or letter combination that is giving you trouble and apply the sound indicated. Sometimes there will be more than one sound for a particular letter or letter combination. In this case, try out each sound and pick the meaning that makes the most sense. Occasionally, there are going to be exceptions to these rules, as with any rule. Be sure to share this free phonics program with your friends. 2 of you can do this on the phone, with each person looking at their piece of paper and one person providing the sounds from their phone, for example. If you want, you can also just listen to the sound without looking at the piece of paper, and try to picture the letter or letter combination that is making the sound referred to. This program is designed to provide at least 40 hours of interactive voice and text instruction in various ways to help you master your reading and improve your speaking. Good luck.